The following story is called The Christmas Angel. This story is a true experience, which was shared with us by a woman from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, named Lorna. It is an experience that happened to her a number of years ago. It is one of my favorite Christmas stories to share because it reaffirms that angels and divine guidance and support is with us always. I share the story with you, and I hope you enjoy it. A Christmas Angel. Will you please try to visualize the layout of my home? It is a three-story Cape Cod with four rooms on the lower level, a kitchen and a den at the back of the house, and a living room and formal dining room across the front. The living room is warmly decorated for yet another Christmas Eve. As I stand and look at the tree, with its lopsided ornaments and lights, I am overwhelmed by feelings of sadness and quite a bit of anger. My three children, ages 5, 7, and 9, and I had hours of fun decorating this tree, writing letters to Santa, and preparing lunches for him again this year. Now it's time to assemble the toys, fill the socks, etc. Again this year, the children's father has promised to stay sober and help us with this task. He is dead to the world and loudly snoring and sleeping it off in the den. I look at the toys, one in particular, a small pool table for my youngest son that needs to be assembled. Other things need to be arranged or assembled as well. Again, I stand alone with this task. I will admit that I felt like just leaving things the way they were and let the children awake to a different Christmas this year. Of course, I would not. I looked out the window to see the big soft flakes of snow falling. There was not a breeze. The night was exceptionally peaceful and calm. Tears started falling, and I began to feel sorry for myself. There was a knock at the door. I opened it to face a young man of about 30 with fair hair and a tweed suit jacket. He stated that he had just run his car off the road down the street and asked if he could use the phone. It was not uncommon for cars to miss the turn at the end of our street. I told him the telephone was in the kitchen. I was a bit nervous about allowing a stranger into my home at 1:30 a.m., so I told him my husband was resting on the couch and to try not to disturb him, as if anything could disturb him in his state. From then on, these are my only recollections of the rest of the night. This young man was sitting on the chair in my living room. I can see his jacket laying over the back of the chair. I know we talked, but I cannot recall one word of the conversation. I can, however, clearly recall that I smiled and laughed and felt so very much at peace. Many people have asked me if I asked him questions. What was his name? Where did he come from? Etc. I do not know the answer to that. I just know that I asked him nothing. Hours passed. Toys were all assembled and placed around the tree. Socks were filled and put at the feet of the children's beds. Then he left. The lights were out in the living room, so I strolled in there to watch him walk away. As you may have guessed, I saw nothing. There were no footprints in the new fallen snow, and no one to be seen. I grabbed my boots and went outside into the most beautiful night. I ran to the spot where he told me he had gone into the ditch. There was no sign of a car and no signs of tracks on the street. I wasn't frightened. I was feeling confused, but strangely, very much at peace. I went back home and called the only place I knew to be open on Christmas Eve. The man at the government garage said he had not received any calls asking for a tow truck that evening. I slept and awoke very rested. We enjoyed a wonderful Christmas. I told no one this story, and months went by. Another Christmas was on the horizon, and early Christmas Eve, as I walked by the telephone, I instinctively picked it up. It didn't ring, and it was the voice of that young man who helped me the previous Christmas on the phone. All he said was, "Do you need me this year?" My response was a very quiet and grateful, "No, thank you, not this year." He called every year on Christmas Eve until my youngest son reached the age of 14. God sent me an angel. I will always feel so blessed. Thank you for allowing me to share this story with you. It is always gratifying to know that there are so many people out there who have experiences that validate and affirm the reality of spirit and the reality of guidance and support from the spirit side. Angels watch over us, and there is much to be thankful for. We are all blessed. Thank you, everyone, and have a very Merry Christmas.